Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, praise God, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio out of a Pure Heart Ministries Power Lunch with Jesus and the Word. Glory to God, hallelujah. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Glory to God, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has given me a burden to reach out to people so that their souls might be saved. The same burden that he gave to somebody else to reach out to me so that my soul might be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we know that not everybody is going to be saved, but we want to offer the word of God to them today. We want to offer the word of God to them each and every day by our lifestyles, by the things that we do on a day-to-day basis. Glory to God. But man does not know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. No, not even the angels in heaven know when the Son of Man shall appear. But we do know this for a certainty, that if we are not ready to go back with Jesus when he comes, the end thereof will be the lake of fire. The end thereof will be the lake of fire. We do know this for a surety. But Jesus said in St. John 3, chapter 3, verse 16, for God, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So that whosoever is you, that whosoever is me, that whosoever are our loved ones, that whosoever is our neighbors, that whosoever is the stranger on the street, our co-workers, hallelujah, that whosoever is anybody that will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. But before we go ahead with the broadcast, I just want to start off with prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, I come to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Father God, to forgive me, to forgive us for all of our sins and transgressions, God, in the name of Jesus, and all of our iniquities. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we submit to you today. We decrease that you might increase in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can be that light sitting on a hill. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Jesus, because your word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. Hallelujah. So we lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up, hallelujah, so that you can draw all men, hallelujah, by your word, hallelujah, by your spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I glorify you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, hallelujah, this day, in the name of Jesus. God, we speak to every soul, hallelujah, who is not saved, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, your word says that the God of this world has blinded them, that they will not hear, that they will not see, hallelujah. But we speak to that in the name of Jesus, and we command all spiritual blinders to come off of them in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that this word will go forth and destroy yokes, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, today that this word will go forth, Lord God, hallelujah, and heal, set free, and deliver those that are in bondage today, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. So, Father, we lift up praises to you. We give you glory, and we give you honor today, hallelujah, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. With Thanksgiving, I say hallelujah and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, the word of God, hallelujah, is very clear. The word of God leaves no doubt about it, hallelujah, that we must be born again. If you will turn in your Bibles to the book of John, the book of the Gospel of John, hallelujah, in John chapter 3. And most of the time, we want to just go ahead and read John 3:16, hallelujah. But guess what? Jesus said something before he said that, hallelujah. And he said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Hallelujah. He didn't say that you if you want to be born again, you can be born again. He didn't say, oh, well, you know, it's just a light thing. You don't have to worry about it. He said, you must be born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's read this, because it is the word of God. It is the word of God, hallelujah, that brings light. It is the word of God that brings you understanding. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I want every unbeliever, I want every person that's in a backslidden situation right now, I want every person that's on the fence trying to decide whether or not they should come to Jesus or not, I want you to hear the word of God, and I want you to mingle your faith with this word of God, and I want you to believe this word of God so that you can come into the kingdom of God's marvelous light through his Son, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. But let's just start reading from the book of John chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And verse 7, Jesus said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Marvel not. Don't think it's funny. Those of you that are not born again, don't think it's funny. Don't think it's some great mystery. Don't think it's like, ooh, she's talking something crazy. No, no, no. Jesus said, Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Glory to God. Verse 8 says, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Now, you just saw, finished seeing them doing miracles, and you said nobody can do this except, hallelujah, it be of God. Now you asking Jesus, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He's saying, You smart. You smart over here in Israel, but you don't know this? Jesus says, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Hallelujah, glory to God. This is the word of God. This is the word of God, and Father, we ask that you seal this word to every person that is listening right now. God, every person that will come back in the archives who is not born again, who is backslidden, who is teetering on the fence trying to make a decision, that you will seal this word of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that they will hear this by the Spirit, that they will hear this, God, in the name of Jesus, and this word will prick their hearts, oh God, that they might be saved, that they might come to Jesus, hallelujah, because we're lifting you up right now, Jesus, even as you were lifted up on the cross, hallelujah, even as you were lifted up on the cross, hallelujah, God, we can't crucify you again, and we don't want to crucify you again, but we want to lift you up that you might be seen, oh God, hallelujah, we want to lift you up, Jesus, that you might be seen, hallelujah, it's not about us, but it's about you, Jesus, and what you did on the cross, it's about you, Jesus, when you were wounded, and you were bruised for our iniquities and our transgressions, it was by your stripes that we are healed, Jesus, hallelujah, because I never took a stripe for anybody's healing, I never took a wound or a bruise for anybody's iniquities, of transgressions, but it was you, Jesus, glory to God, and I lift you up today, hallelujah, I lift you up, Jesus, hallelujah, that souls might be saved this day, hallelujah, hallelujah, March 13th, 2012, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'd like to welcome everybody in the chat room today, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Grace Orphanage, hallelujah, Kiki Darlington, Lisa, Shaw Evans, Minister Desiree, Miss Terry, Patriot Greg, Guest 2360 and Guest 2412. I also like to welcome my husband on the phone line, Bishop Gerald Scott. If anybody in the chat room would desire to be on the phone line, please call 323-693-3054 and press the number 1, and I will get you on the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But right now, we want to go to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. It's Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, that is my fingers are going to the wrong page, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Hallelujah. And somebody going to get saved today. I believe it in my spirit. Hallelujah. 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 And it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day, to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. See, let me tell you something about God. God is not a selfish God. He said, I'm calling before you death and life. He said, choose life that not only you may live, but that your seed may live. Glory to God. God wasn't just looking out for you and me by ourselves. He was looking out for everybody. And we need to choose life, glory to God, so that not only us can live, not only us can get eternal life, but that our seed can receive eternal life, that our seed can receive eternal life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must accept Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By what it says in Romans 10:9-10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God have raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. But it's more than that. Glory to God. You got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because our natural man, hallelujah, does not receive the things of God. Our natural man still wants to do what the world wants to do. Our natural man wants to still do what we were, you know, brought up doing. We was doing whatever we wanted to do. We was in a clubbing, dropping it like it's hot. We was doing whatever it was, drinking, fornicating, lying, stealing, backbiting, whatever it was. But hallelujah, glory to God. When we come to Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, instantly when we accept Jesus, we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. But we got to change our mind. We got to change our way of thinking, glory to God. And it starts with the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you got to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But it ain't going to be done by osmosis. It's something you got to do. Glory to God. Even the sinner man, even when we were sinners, we had to do something. That's why it says, confess with your mouth. You got to do something. Glory to God. Say, Jesus, hallelujah, I'm a sinner. But Jesus, I heard the word. Hallelujah. And today I confess with my mouth that you are Jesus. You are Lord. That God raised you from the dead. Glory to God. And today I am saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to do more than just believe it. You got to say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So hallelujah, after you make that confession, hallelujah, that I believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, I believe Jesus is the Son of God, glory to God, now you need to say that I am saved, hallelujah. Now you need to say that I am a new creature in Christ Jesus, glory to God. All things are passed away and all things have become new, glory to God, hallelujah. I need somebody in the chat room to call in, hallelujah, and give me some help over here, glory to God, hallelujah. But Jesus Christ is the way, he is the truth and the life, hallelujah. There is no other way, hallelujah. You can't get to the Father except as by Jesus Christ. You can't get to the Father no other way, hallelujah. I don't care how many rosary beads that you got around your neck, glory to God. I don't care how many Buddhas you got sitting up in your office, glory to God, hallelujah. The only way is through Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus is the way. He said it himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, hallelujah. No man cometh to the Father but by me, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. That's what Jesus said. Hallelujah. And we can't refute what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Because Jesus is his word. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And one reason why people don't come to Jesus, because like it said in John 3, glory to God, people don't want to come to Jesus. They don't want to come to the light because they didn't want their sin exposed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? Jesus don't want you to come to the light so he can expose you and let everybody know what you've done in the darkness. Hallelujah. He wants you to come to him. Hallelujah. So he can repel that darkness. Glory to God. So that you can be saved. Hallelujah. So that you will no longer be a child of darkness, but that you will now be, hallelujah, a child of light. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because in heaven, I got
to tell you, there shall be no darkness in heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In heaven, I got to tell you, there shall be no unrighteousness in darkness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, it says, hallelujah, let him that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Let him that is holy, let him be holy still. Let him that is unrighteous, let him be unrighteous still. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't make you come to Jesus. Glory to God. But I sure can offer Jesus to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go, hallelujah, glory to God, to the book of Ezekiel. I don't know where my help is. Hallelujah. Y'all won't get on the phone line. Glory to God. But glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of Ezekiel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist Kiki, I know you're on that line. And Deaconess Lisa, I know y'all got the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And Minister Desiree, I don't know why you're not on this phone. Glory to God. But anyway, hallelujah, we're going to go, hallelujah, to the book of Ezekiel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My husband ain't even picking up the line. He on the line, but he didn't press one. But Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I get excited about the word of God. Why? Because it is the word of God that saved me. Hallelujah. Somebody told me the word and I believed it. I believe in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And it has saved my soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this to you. Hallelujah. The book of Ezekiel. It's kind of lengthy, but guess what? It's a word of God. And my caption says, a warning to Israel. But since we've been grafted in, hallelujah, because Israel didn't want to listen to God and they didn't want to accept Jesus as Lord, we've been grafted in. Glory to God. So if it's a warning to Israel, it's a warning to you too. Hallelujah. If you're born again, hallelujah. And even if you're not born again, God has given you the opportunity to get born again. But I'm going to read you this word of God. It says, then I came to them of the captivity of Tel Aviv, that dwell by the river of Shebar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me. This is God talking to the prophet. He said, give them warning from me. Glory to God. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, in verse 20, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. This is what the word of God is saying to us today. Warn them, tell them, warn them, tell them, warn them, tell them, warn the wicked and warn the righteous. If you're on the line today and you're wicked, I'm warning you. Turn from your wickedness today in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're righteous and you fell back from God, you lukewarm right now, you done went back into the world, you done said, you know what, I can't take this gospel, I can't live right because it's better out there in the world, I'm warning you right now. Come to Jesus. Glory to God. Come to Jesus. Glory to God. Because guess what? As surely as you live right now, if you don't turn your life over to the Lord, hallelujah, when you die, hallelujah, there is no more chance for remission of sins. There is no more chance for remission of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I stand before you this day. Hallelujah. hallelujah. And I offer you death or life, hallelujah. I'm really offering you life. But if you don't choose life, then you choose death, hallelujah. There's no in-between. I think I want a part of life, and I think I want a part of death. There is no in-between, hallelujah. Either you're hot or you're cold, hallelujah. There is no mixture. There is no in-between. You either saved or you're not saved. You either accept Jesus or you don't accept Jesus, hallelujah. And you might say, well, why are you yelling at me? People are not going to come to Jesus because you're yelling at them. I'm not yelling at them, hallelujah, but I'm compelling you to come in, hallelujah. I'm doing like Paul said. He said, I beseech you. I'm begging you, hallelujah. I'm admonishing you to come in and give your life to Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because Teresa in and of herself don't have nothing to offer you. Glory to God, hallelujah. But by the Spirit of God within me, I got Jesus to offer you, hallelujah. And Jesus is the best thing, hallelujah, that could ever happen to you, hallelujah. You think that baby you had was the best thing that you could ever have in your life. You think that house or that car is the best thing you could ever have in your life. You think that money in your bank account is the best thing you could ever have in your life. Maybe you think your spouse, that man, that woman, hallelujah, is the best thing that you could have in your life, or maybe even your job. You might say, this is the best thing I could ever have in my life. But I'm here to tell you today that if it's not Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, nothing compares to Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Because your job can't save you, your child can't save you, your money can't save you, your spouse can't save you, your house can't save you, your car can't save you, nothing but the blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, nothing but the blood of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I need some help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn to Jeremiah 21. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 21. And I got to go to work today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to go to work today. Hallelujah. And put my time in there. But y'all pray for me, glory to God, that the light will shine even in that place, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And in Jeremiah 21, hallelujah, verse 8, it says, unto the people thou shalt say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I set before you the way of life and the way of death. God is so awesome that he gives us a choice. God is so awesome that he gives us a choice. He said, I'm setting before you the way of life and the way of death. I'm setting before you. I'm giving you a choice. I'm giving you a choice whether or not you want to serve God. I'm giving you a choice whether or not you want to be born again. This is what God said. He's giving you a choice. Jesus said it in John 3:16, that whosoever believeth, whosoever believeth, he didn't say, I command you that you're going to just go ahead and you just going to get saved. God could have done that if he wanted to, but he said, whosoever believeth, whosoever believeth, whosoever believeth on him should not perish. Ha, what? That means that people that don't believe are going to what? Perish. If you don't believe, you're going to perish. Eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me read something to you into your hearing, because we played the song earlier, but I just want you to hear the words to this song, and I think I'm going to play it again. Hallelujah. If y'all don't mind in the chat room, but it says, Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And you said, I will, but tomorrow. Huh? Tomorrow's not promised. Tomorrow's not promised. How are we going to tell Jesus I'm going to do it but tomorrow? Hold up. Who are we telling Jesus tomorrow? Hold up. Let me just play a little insert.
I will. I know, but tomorrow, tomorrow, I'll give my life. Tomorrow, I thought about today.
That word, tomorrow very well may be too late. Tomorrow very well may be too late. This is why God's spirit is falling upon and is in the evangelists and the pastors and the apostles today. That's why the word of God is going on so strong today, because people are being killed left and right. People are just falling from the wayside left and right. They're falling out of church. They're falling from left and right. But God is saying today, because tomorrow is not promised to you. Hallelujah. Even if Jesus don't come tomorrow, what about you? What if you die right now? What if you died right now, even as I'm speaking? Where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? If your life was required of you right now, where would you spend eternity? I beg you today, if you are not saved, Will you please come to Jesus? Will you please confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus? Will you please believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and receive salvation today? Hallelujah. And if you're already saved, and if you backslidden, the word of God says, I'm married to the backslider. Won't you come back to Jesus today? Your life might be required of you today. Your life might be required of you today. You don't know. I'm not speaking physical death over you, but tomorrow's not promised to any of us. Will you please give your life to Jesus today? If you're on this line, if you backslidden, this is your chance to come to Jesus. This is your chance to come to Jesus, that Jesus that I read about in the book of John chapter 3. This is your chance to give your life back to Jesus. You don't got to get on the air and say, Jesus, I sin. You don't got to say, God, you know, I sin. And to everybody, I want y'all to know I sin. This is a heart issue. Glory to God. This is a heart issue, a one-on-one thing with you and God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, if you believe the word of God, if you believe that Jesus is the Savior, and he came to die to set captivity captive. If you believe that Jesus rose again, hallelujah, for you and for me, and he is sitting on the right hand of the Father right now, give your life to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. We used to sing that in church years ago. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. I can't sing hallelujah, but come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he will save you right now. You don't got to wait till Sunday to go to church. You don't got to wait to go to Bible study on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You don't have to wait. You can come to Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. Why? Because he will save you. Hallelujah. There's nothing, hallelujah, but the blood of Jesus. Nothing else can save you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can stop eating pork. You can wear your dress down to your feet. You can walk around with no makeup on. Man, you can wear your shirt all the way down to the tip of your fingers. You can have your toes covered up. Glory to God. You can walk around with your face covered up and your head covered up. But hallelujah, if your heart ain't right, if your heart don't belong to Jesus, hallelujah, if you have not, hallelujah, died to sin and are alive to God right now, guess what? The end is eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. But the gospel, if it be hid, is hid to them that are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded. Let's turn to that 2 Corinthians chapter 4. See, because this morning, when I woke up, the Lord put a fire in this person. He put a fire in me. And not because I'm anybody, because my righteousness is as a filthy rag. But let me tell you something about this sister. I know enough about God to know that he don't play with none of his people. I know enough about God that he woke me up this morning and gave me another chance. I know enough about God that I did some things yesterday and said some things yesterday that I needed to repent of, and that had I not repented today, had I not repented of that foolishness, I know enough about my God that I would have been left right in my sin, because I'm the one that got to repent. I'm the one that got to repent of my sin, just like you the one that got to repent of your sin. We can't cover up our sin and blame other people for our sin. Yes, I had crazy people on my phone yesterday. Yes, I had crazy people in my house yesterday talking a bunch of smack over here and a bunch of smack over there. But glory to God, hallelujah, I'm responsible for what I do, glory to God. And when the opportunity presented itself, I did say some things I had no business saying. But I tell you that my God is a God of grace and mercy, and he allowed me into his presence again. He allowed me to repent. He allowed me to see another day so that I could repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said sorry last night, but when I woke up, I still had an attitude. So that means I didn't repent, but glory to God. When I got serious with God this morning and repented, glory to God. Hallelujah. He forgave me. Glory to God. And the same thing with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You better repent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever you did, you better repent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And get back in right relationship with God. Hallelujah. Because no matter who you are, no matter how good you look, no matter how good you can preach, no matter how good you can teach, no matter how good you think you got it, glory to God, God hates sin. Hallelujah. And if it's the sin that's in you, he hates that sin that's in you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you better repent. Hallelujah. Right now, you don't got to go, hallelujah, and wait for the priest to come and sit in the booth, hallelujah, and pull out the rosary and say, oh, son, I've forgiven you, say 10 rosaries, and you already okay. No, Jesus, hallelujah, is a high priest. Glory to God. You can talk to him right now. Hallelujah. You can talk to him right now. Glory to God. Turn the big mouth lady down on the radio and repent right now. Come to Jesus. Talk to Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Lord, today, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, 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 ooh. Woo! Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If you're not out there preaching the gospel, just the face, I love you. Welcome. If you're not out there preaching the gospel, and I don't mean standing in a pulpit, I don't mean being on Blog Talk Radio. If that's what God called you to do, then that's your format. If he called you to be on the pulpit, that's your format. But God didn't call us to tell us to teach and preach about prosperity, because you can have all them riches and all of that stuff, and it won't get you in heaven, and it can't keep you out of hell. I just got it. It won't. Glory to God. We need money to run the ministry. I know we do, and I'm praying for ministry, for God to continue this ministry. Glory to God. And Straight Gate Church of Faith and Deliverance, I'm praying for money for that ministry. I'm praying for Macarius Dove Ministry. I'm praying for all of it. Glory to God. And the ministry that you do, Desiree, all of you. But at the end of the day, it's about, is your soul saved? Is your soul right with God? Is it all right? Hallelujah. With him, glory to God. I want to answer y'all in the chat room, but I can't, because I can't talk and type. But glory to God, hallelujah. I see what you're saying in the chat room. Glory to God. Tell them ministries welcome, hallelujah. If you want to get on the phone line, get on the phone line. 1-323-693-3054. Glory to God. And if the Lord has given you a word, you're more than welcome to get on. I'll put you on. Just press 1. And we can talk about it, glory to God, because souls need to be saved. But verse 3 in chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. See, the God of this world don't want the light of the glorious gospel of God to come forth. He don't want people to come out of darkness because guess what? He lost his place in heaven, and he don't want you to be in heaven. Satan knows that when he was Lucifer, he got kicked out. He can never get that place again. He can never get that place again. So he don't want you to have it. He don't want me to have it. He don't want our family to have it. He don't want our children to have it. He don't want nobody to have it. He want everybody to go to hell and to get picked up and thrown into the lake of fire and to burn forever and ever and ever and ever. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But guess what? As long as God gives me breath, as long as he gives me life, as long as God keeps me in my right mind and a sound mind, and he anoints me to preach the gospel and teach the gospel and spread this gospel, I'm going to spread it, I'm going to tell it, I'm going to talk to the saint, I'm going to talk to the sinner, I'm going to talk to the backslidden, I'm going to talk to the unrepentant, I'm going to talk to the stubborn, to the rebellious, to anybody who God sent me to talk to. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, are you with me? Glory to God, hallelujah. I know somebody says that I'm with you when you're right, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. And that would be Evangelist Mac on Jesus in the Morning. She say, I'm with you when you're right, glory to God, hallelujah. Well, we might as well go on and get with Jesus because Jesus is right all the time, glory to God, hallelujah. He is right all the time, hallelujah. There is no shadow of turning with him, hallelujah. Jesus isn't confused. He's not double-minded. Hallelujah. The word of God says the double-minded man, let him not think that he's going to receive anything from God. How are you going to be double-minded and think you're going to receive something from God? How do you think you're going to receive salvation from God if you double-minded? Oh, one day you believe he is the Son of God. The next day, oh, no, he was just a prophet. Oh, he was a carpenter's son. Like they said in the Bible, ain't this the carpenter's son? Yeah, he the carpenter's son. But he more than that, he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who you getting smart with? Ain't this the carpenter's son? What? We do the same thing today. Who you talking to? Ain't that just Teresa? I just remember when she was. Oh, I know she ain't no good because she did. I know. Boy, you better get your mouth off the servant of God and get your soul right. Hallelujah. Because Teresa don't got no heaven or hell to put you in. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. You better fear him, the one that can put your soul and your body in hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Be with me if I'm right, but if I'm wrong, get on the phone line, and you can call me up and tell me, hallelujah. Teresa, you don't went somewhere else, but the word of God, hallelujah, is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, hallelujah. It's so sharp, it's so quick, it's so powerful that it divides, hallelujah, the thoughts and the intents of our heart, because guess what? Our heart is sick, and it's desperately wicked above all things, the word of God says. Our hearts are sick and desperately wicked above all things. Our hearts. We think we right. We think we doing good. We think we all that in a bag of chips and a cup of ice cream too. And God is saying, get it together. Repent. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. Get on your knees. If you can't get on your knees, lay prostrate on your face and repent. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. I'm just here to tell you that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't got nothing else to say. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't have anything else to say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can say what you want, but you can say this day it's recorded in heaven that the word was given. And I ask you that if you know anybody that is unsaved, that you will share this link with them, that they can go back and listen to this word of God. Not because I want them to hear Teresa. I want them to hear the word of God because people are dying left and right. They're dying left and right. And I need to let you know that my nephew was murdered. He was murdered. And people get murdered every day. And they're going to hell. I'm not even saying my nephew is going to hell because people were ministering to him. But I know I never want to wait again until somebody get on their deathbed to offer them salvation. I never want to wait again until somebody lay on a life support system and offer them salvation. I'm offering you life support right now. I'm offering you Jesus. I'm offering you him right now while you can live and breathe and be in your right mind and be in a sound mind and can hear him. I'm offering you Jesus right now. I don't care if your pants hanging low, pants on the ground, acting like a fool with your pants on the ground. Guess what? Pull your pants up and be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care if your name is Jay-Z, Beyonce. name is. You need Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for me because I'm going to the entertainment business, and I'm going to tell them about Jesus, hallelujah, because guess what? I'm not a slave to them. They don't owe me no money. I'm not under their label, so I don't got to listen to nothing they say, but Jay-Z, I call you saved. I call you out of the kingdom of darkness right now in the name of Jesus, you and your wife in the name of Jesus, glory to God. The spirit of Illuminati, whatever that crap is, I call you out in the name of Jesus. Your soul to be saved in Jesus' name. Beyonce, Gaga, all them entertainers out there, I call you to be safe. All of y'all that's walking around double-minded in the entertainment business, in the music business, in the movie business, whatever business you in, I call you right now out in the name of Jesus and tell you that the word of God has been preached, that you must be born again. Glory to God. Tyler Perry, I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. Don't be double-minded. Don't compromise the word of God, because God don't need cursing. He don't need sex. He don't need none of that to bring people into the kingdom of God. And I'm tired of the lie of Satan that tells people, that tells Christians, you got to act like the world to bring people in. You's a lie. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I don't know what that noise is that I'm hearing right now, but Satan, you is a lie in the name of Jesus. Can y'all hear me? Let me know in the chat room if you can hear me, because the devil is a lie. I'm hearing some kind of crazy noise going on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I don't know what it is, but Satan, you is a lie. Hallelujah. And these souls will be saying, why you want to start making all this noise? Why you want to start listening to this, making all this noise right now? Because I'm calling people out of the kingdom of darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They got to make that decision. Hallelujah. Puffy, yep, I'm talking to you too. Hallelujah. Puffy, yep, I'm talking to you too. Hallelujah. Y'all get on stage talking about, I want to thank God. God ain't in your mess. Hallelujah. God ain't double-minded. You can't get on stage and say, I thank God. I want to thank God for this and I want to thank, then go back out there and act like your father the devil. What? You can't do it. Hallelujah. I'm talking to all of y'all. Madonna, you better stop playing with God. Hallelujah. That little crazy girl that was on a award show, whatever her name is, I can't, Nicki Minaj, in the name of Jesus, I'm calling your name out so you can be saved, baby, because you was operating in the spirit of darkness. Satan got your mind. But the same God that saved me can save you today. Y'all better call these people's names out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't no point talking about them. Hallelujah. Ain't no point talking about Whitney. She's dead and gone. Hallelujah. We should have been praying for her while she was alive. Hallelujah. But I call all you to witness today that today I set before you death and life. Y'all better pray for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when God sent me forth to the nations, hallelujah, like he already said he was going to do, these people need to be saved. Hallelujah. They need to be, I ain't scared of you, Jay-Z. I ain't scared of you, Puffy. I ain't scared of you. Hallelujah. Because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. Britney Spears, I'm talking to you too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you, Wendy Williams, Sachina Arnold. I'm talking to you, all of y'all in the entertainment business industry. I'm talking to you. You better get right with God. You better do it now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You better get right with God and you better do it now. Because just like, hallelujah, with that guy named that died, that rapper, whatever his name is that just died, hallelujah, these rappers is dying left and right. And they think they all right with God because they got on the stage and said, I thank you for this award. Hallelujah. But guess what? Hallelujah. There are rewards in heaven. But if you don't get right with Jesus, you won't get an A1 because you won't even be in heaven. Guess what? Hell was not created for us. Hallelujah. It was created for the devil and his angels. But hallelujah, if you live like the devil, if you're obeying the devil every single day of your life, you in 1 second and you out the other second, you're going to hell. Hallelujah. You're going to hell, and after that it's going to be picked up and thrown into the lake of fire. And there's no chance of coming out of either one. Hallelujah. If your name not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to hell. If your name ain't written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to hell. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all know some entertainment's names? Type them in the chat room so I can call their names out. You call their names out so they can be saved. Glory to God. These big-time ministries, those of y'all that's slipping and sliding, hiding and diving, drinking and doing what you do, God sees you. Hallelujah. He sees you. He knows what you're doing. Hallelujah. You homosexual pastors, he sees you. He knows just what you're doing. Hallelujah. You bisexual pastors, all y'all call, open up these churches. You homosexual, you're lying, you're telling people that it's okay. God sees you. You better come out. You better come out. You better come out, Lil Wayne. You better come out. Hallelujah. Ludacris. Jen Hudson, you better come out. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. Y'all think because y'all got these musical contracts and you got money coming in and God spared your life that you can still do what you want to do and it's okay with the Almighty God? No, the devil is a liar. You're a lie, Satan. You're being exposed today. In the name of Jesus, Rihanna and Chris Brown, up! Up! Rihanna and Chris Brown, Jesus, save them. God, in the name of Jesus, wherever they are, I ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of repentance will fall on them, that they will come to you, Jesus. Oh, God, whatever you got to do, Lord God. I don't have no form, Lord God, of fashion, but whatever you want to do, hallelujah, God, for them to be saved, God. Bring it to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. TJ, TI, whatever his name is, God, in the name of Jesus. Jill Scott, whatever their name is, God, hallelujah. God, I ask you to save them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Nicki Minaj, I want to say a special prayer over you, baby, because Satan got you. He got you wrapped up and tied up and tangled all up in his mess. He got you thinking you talking to all these other spirits. You conversing with all these spirits. You got all this demonic influence. You filled with the devil, Nicki. But I want to let you know today, in the name of Jesus, Nicki, that you don't got to go to hell. You ain't got to go to hell, Nicki. Come out. Come out, Nicki Minaj, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over Nicki's mind. In the name of Jesus, Nicki. Come out, Nicki, in the name of Jesus. Come out, Nicki. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I need y'all to cover me right now in the blood. I need y'all to pray for me right now in the blood. Jesus, 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 Jesus. They going to hell, Lord, in a handbasket. God, God, in the name of Jesus, save them. Save them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. God, hallelujah, save them. In the name of Jesus, God, I need you to save them, God. God, you did not make it for them to go to hell. Not your will. And that you will, that they perish, but they come to repentance, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm crying out to you because they need to be saved, oh, God. They need to be saved. They need to know their record label can't save them, God. They need to know that their dollar bills can't save you. Tony Braxton, I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out, Tony. You need to come out, Tony. You need to come into the kingdom of light and be all the way saved. It ain't no halfway saved with Jesus. It ain't no halfway with Jesus. I'm calling Tony, Tamar, Tawanda, Trina, and the brother Tony, whatever his name is. I don't even know. I'm even calling you, Evelyn, and the daddy of your children to come and be saved. I'm calling Beyonce's mommy and daddy to be saved, her sister to be saved, their children to be saved in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, today, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my soul is hurting right now, Lord God. I'm in pain right now, Jesus, because they're not saved. I need you to help me, Jesus. But I need you to save them, Jesus. Save them, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my sisters. God, Peach. Lift her up to you, Jesus. Bernadette, Lord God. Sheila, Chrissy, God. I lift them up to you, God. Tiny, Lord, my daughter Kim, God, my daughter Danielle, my son Christopher, my son Ryan, I lift them up to you, God. My grandchildren, Symphony, Nehemiah, and Jeremiah, I lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, that they will come out of darkness and into your marvelous light, Jesus. I lift them up to you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those in Pakistan, I spoke to someone in Pakistan today. I spoke to somebody in Pakistan, and they can't even get on the air and talk about Jesus. Because if they do, they'll be killed. But if anybody's listening from Pakistan, I offer you Jesus today. If anybody's listening from any other country, I offer you Jesus. Oh, God, I offer Jesus today, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I lift them up to you today, Jesus. Jesus, I lift you up. You said, and I, if I be lifted up in the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, I need you now. Jesus, 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 Jesus. 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 Oh, God, somebody's laying in the hospital right now at the point of death, Lord. Oh, God, move by your spirit. Let your spirit, unction them that they might come to know you, Lord God, before they enter into death, where there is no turning back. Oh, God. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My neighbor's in this hallway where I live, God, Miss Carol. I pray for her right now, her daughters, Lord. I pray for them right now that they will receive salvation today, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it, God, and I thank you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah. Oprah Winfrey. I need to put you on notice today that you are not God. I need to put you on notice today that you are not God, and there is only one God, and there is no other way to that God other than through the name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, talk to Oprah where she is right now, and Stedman and Gail, Lord God. Talk to them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because their money can't save them, God. Their popularity can't save them, Lord God. Please, God, in the name of Jesus, save them, please, God. God, in the name of Jesus, save them. Hallelujah, God, and I thank you today, God. I give you glory today, God, in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. This is all. I have nothing else. Hallelujah. I have nothing else but Jesus. I have nothing else but Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that everything that was spoken today, that it be received, hallelujah, as it was given out of love, Lord God. Not out of condemnation, but out of love, hallelujah. That those that will listen to the archives will hear and be saved, oh God. Those that are backslidden today, that they will come out from among them and be saved in the name of Jesus. Those that are in doubt, that are confused, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will bring them out, Lord God, that they will hear the word of the Lord God and be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, for tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. He's offering himself today. And if the Lord wills, same time tomorrow, we'll be back on the air offering Jesus. If it is the Lord's will, we'll be back on the air tomorrow, on Wednesday, and on Thursday offering Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I thank each and every one of you for your prayer. I thank each and every one of you for your obedience to God. And I ask you again, if you know anybody that needs to be saved, you can put this link on their page. You can put it in their inbox, because some people don't like to be outed. But you can please send them this link. Ask them to listen to this link. If you would like for me to be on your broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, I'll be more than happy to be on your broadcast to give the word of God. Hallelujah. To give the word of God and the word of God only. Hallelujah. I attend Straight Gate Church of Faith and Deliverance, 4649 Frankfort Avenue in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My pastor is Sheila M. Miller, and my apostle is Apostle Richard T. Miller. I invite you to join us on Sundays, 12 p.m. for service, noonday service on Sunday. I invite you to join us for Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. on Sundays. I invite you to join us on prayer for prayer on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and for Bible studies at 7 p.m. Hallelujah, at Straight Gate Church of Faith and Deliverance, Friday Bible study. The Apostle Richard T. Miller is the teacher. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We have a great choir there, hallelujah. And our choir director is Evangelist Kiki, hallelujah, Darlington. Hallelujah, glory to God. I invite you to attend. I invite you to join us there. But I invite you to join us here again at Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. 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 Thank you so much. Straight Gate, I love you. Thank you for tuning in. I love you so much. I love everybody for tuning in. Jester Faith, I miss you so much. I miss you so much. But I thank God that you came in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Evangelist and Deaconess Lisa are posting the information in the chat room. Hallelujah. Till we meet again. God bless you. Pray for me. Pray for me that God will restore, hallelujah, that he will pour back into me everything that was poured out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, and I praise God and give him glory and honor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you another chance. If anybody's in the chat room, if you want to be on the line, because we can be on until 1:30. If you have anything you'd like to say, anything you'd like to pray about, anything, a testimony, a word from the Lord, you're more than welcome to dial 1-323-693-3054. I do have my husband who is holding on the line who has not pressed 1, but if you would like to say anything, Bishop Scott, will you please press 1 and I will get you on the line, glory to God, because I am through, hallelujah. I have nothing else to give right now, glory to God, hallelujah, and he has pressed 1. Welcome to Power Lunch with Jesus and the Word, Bishop Scott.
I just want to say God bless you, Evangelist, my wife. It was truly a power lunch today, to say the least. God really used you. Salvation is so very, very important. At his name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. But oh, don't wait till that day when the rocks will cry out. Don't wait till that day when judgment is about to be met. Don't wait until that day when the decision making is over and we just have to bow because of his majesty, because of his glory, not because of our love, not because of our devotion, not because of our loyalty, not because of our honor and our blessed hope in him. But let us take this opportunity right now. My wife just lost a nephew who was 26 years old just a few weeks ago, and they were funeralized just this past weekend. It was a tragic death, and that was on the heels of his own sister passing less than a year ago at the age of 22. Can you imagine a boy at 13 being middle-aged? That's what he was. He passed at 26. As a teenager, when he first became a teenager, his life was half over. His sister was 22, which meant that she was middle-aged at 11. You just don't know. The Bible tells us that the grave are filled with stillborn children. You just don't know how long you're going to be here. You just don't know what day it is, what hour it is, what condition you'll be in. Some people say, well, you know, I can wait until the very last hour, the very last minute, the very last second, like the thief on the cross. But you don't know what condition you're going to be in. Will your mind be able to think about salvation? Will you be able to articulate it at all, verbally or even mentally or even spiritually? We don't know what condition we're going to be in. I know many a person have passed from in a comatose state and just went right on into glory. No more conscious ways being dictated in their mind. Don't wait in taking a chance that you'll be able to say at the very last, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy on me. I repent. Don't wait till the very last, to quote Romans 10:9. Don't wait until the very last moment to be as the thief on the cross. The thief on the cross said quite a bit before he finally entered into glory. He said quite a bit. And will we be able to say all those words? Will we be able to confess all those things? First of all, the thief on the cross, he confessed his own unworthiness. The thief on the cross recognized the power of Christ Jesus. The thief on the cross acknowledged that he was deserving of the least of God's favor. That's all the things that he did while he was on the cross, barely able to speak. But he was able to utter those words because of God's graciousness and because of God's love towards him and towards all mankind. Don't wait until that day and hour when our last breath is breathed. Don't wait until that day and hour when we say goodbye to these mundane chores called earth. Don't wait until that very hour hoping that I'll be able to say something at the very last. See, I think we watch too much TV. We watch too many movies, that last hour confession kind of thing. You don't know what state your mind's going to be in. Right now, your mind is sharp. Right now, your mind is able to discern salvation and what it all means. Right now is your opportunity. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until your last hour. Don't live a life of debauchery, of lasciviousness. Don't live that life all your life banking on the fact that you'll be able to confess your sin, repent of your sins at the very last moment. Oh, how tragic it would be that if you were hit suddenly by some vehicle and you died instantaneously without ever uttering the word, Father, forgive me. So we don't know our last day and hour, nor do we know the circumstances that God will call us home. We don't know them. So while we have the opportunity, let us do good. Let us confess our sins. Let us be all that Christ wants us to be. And then when we become Christians, let us do the works that Christ has called us to do. He doesn't want us to be Christians just because he needs another person praising him. He doesn't save us just because he wants someone else to fill a place in the heavenly realm. He wants us to bring the kingdom of God on earth. That's what the Lord's prayer is, on earth as it is in heaven. He wants us to bring the kingdom down on earth. What does that mean? Well, the kingdom is filled of love. The kingdom is filled of hope. The kingdom is full of life. And we're supposed to bring life, hope, and love into the world. The world should see in us a difference. The world should hear in us a difference. Not us wearing a badge of honor, not plastering on our chest, Christian, I'm a Christian, or carrying the biggest Bible, or being able to quote from every book of the Bible and being able to speak in tongues. Those are manifestations of our faith, but he wants us to do more than that. He wants our life to be exemplary. He wants our life to exemplify him. He wants our life to touch others. But then, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Christians sometimes are the saddest looking, the meanest acting, the least forgiving people in the world. And let me tell you something. We talk about some of the big sins that we consider big, large, in-your-face kind of sins, murder, homosexuality, other things. But God looks at the total person. He looks at everything about us. He says in Proverbs, he lists seven things that he hates. And he says that the seventh thing is an abomination, which is beyond hate. It's beyond just mere sinning. It's an abomination. It's a perversion. It's so twisted that God considers it one of the worst of sins. And you know what that is? It's not murder. It's not even anything like that. It's not all those things. You know what it is? It's creating strife amongst the brethren. What? You mean murder is not a part of that? You mean murder is not the abomination? No. You mean the stealing? No. Not there, it's not. Other places, he talks about the severity of those vile acts as well. He talks about other sins as well. But it's just curious to me that the seventh of the on the list of Proverbs 6, the seventh one that he lists is not considered just something he hates, not just another sin, but he calls it an abomination to cause strife amongst your brothers, amongst your sisters, to cause strife. Wow. So let us take an inventory of ourselves and not look at so much the obvious, because sometimes we can kind of get a grip on those things. But let's look at the little foxes. We talk about it so many times, but I want to revisit it one more time before we end this session, evangelist, that we need to look at the subtle things that we do, the subtle ways that we act. Sometimes even a look can show our good spirit leading us. Sometimes it's just a glance away from somebody, or looking with scorn and almost hatred. That adage, boy, if looks could kill. Oh, how many times have we had looks that could kill? Okay, God bless you.
Oh, you could have kept talking. I was just saying that we do have a caller.
Okay,
caller on the line.
Have the opportunity.
Thank you. We're getting ready to close the broadcast, but thank you for your word, because a lot of times we do listen to people and look at things, the obvious stuff, the homosexuality and the murder and that kind of thing, and we forget about the hidden sins of the heart, or, you know, we forget about the mean look and the mean word. You know, that's just as much sin to God than the rest of the stuff is. So there is no hierarchy in sin. Sin is sin, God says, and God hates sin. So we ought to understand that God hates all types of sin. Amen. He doesn't put our sins in categories. He just says he hates sin. So we need to reflect on that. Amen. Area code 252674, welcome to Power Lunch with Jesus in the Word. Hello.
Hi, Evangelist Teresa.
Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, hello, who's this?
This is Nay. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you
today?
This
is Nay, Evangelist.
All right.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you have something to say?
Yes, this is Nay. How have you been? I want to say hello, and you've been a blessing to me today.
Amen. Thank God for his Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I just want to say thank God. I just thank God for the word on today. You and your husband both blessed me. So,
amen. Thank God.
Call in and say that.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I find it a blessing when a husband and wife can work together in the kingdom of God. That's just an added blessing. Glory to God. But when the Spirit of God moves on that husband and that wife, and they can go out there and tear up the kingdom of darkness together, I count it a blessing. My husband has been in the ministry for so many years. He's been in the ministry for 47 years. I'll say going on 48 years, because he started the ministry in the year that I was born, in the same month that I was born. So he's been in ministry for many years. And God has put a word in his mouth. He has put a word in his mouth. And he also has a word from the Lord, our God. And we're going to get him on the broadcast and give him the full time so that he can speak what thus saith the Lord through him. Glory to God. We had Evangelist Kiki in the chat room on today, and she and I attend the same church. Her dad and mom, Apostle Richard T. Miller, and her mom, Pastor Sheila M. Miller, those are her parents, spiritually and naturally, and they are raising this young lady up to be an awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to having her on the broadcast as well, because when she preaches, the Lord of God just uses her like no other. So not only can she preach, but she can sing too. So I'm asking you, Evangelist Kiki, I'm asking my husband to please let me know your availability so that you can be on the broadcast, so that you can say what thus saith the Lord on this broadcast. Glory to God. And we can get the word of God out there. But at this time, we're just going to close out in prayer. Husband, if you would just close us out in prayer. And after my husband closes out in prayer, we definitely will end the broadcast. And may God bless you. May God keep you. May the peace of God be upon you wherever you go. And most of all, may his light, hallelujah, shine in you so bright that those around you who are not saved will ask, what must I do to be saved? Glory to God. I love you. Hubby, pray.
Let us pray. O gracious Father in heaven, our God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from a stormy blast, and our eternal home. We ask, dear Father, that you will just continue to bless this program, out of your heart, power, lunch with Christ, with Jesus. We ask that you'll bless our evangelist, my wife, Evangelist Teresa Jeanette Scott, that you'll continue to strengthen her, Lord, that you'll continue to guide her, Lord, that you'll continue to use her in such a powerful way. Oh, Lord, I thank you for her in my life. I thank you for her in ministry, Lord, and I rededicate myself, dear Father, to being there and us moving in ministry like never before in the year 2012. This year will not go into December the 31st without us moving to the next level that you've called us to, without us doing the thing that you have anointed us, that you birthed us, even from our mother's womb, to do. You spared her in her mother's womb to live. You spared me because I was a damaged baby in my mother's womb because of my affliction, my cerebral palsy. But through it all, even in our mother's womb, you called us, you spared us, you've anointed us, you've consecrated us, Lord, even way back there, nearly 48 years ago and over 60 years ago, Lord, respectively. You separated us to do a work, Lord. And, Lord, we take that very seriously. We repent. I'm not doing all that you anointed us to do, Lord, but just I thank you for today. I thank you for this hour, Lord, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in us, and let us move toward destiny beginning at this hour. Lord, I ask that everyone who you called, who you've chosen, who you've anointed, that are listening to this program live, that are in the chat room, those that will listen in the archives, those that may hear it by way of the online video link, Lord, we ask for this blessing, that you'll show them their purpose, their destiny, that you'll give them a mind to fulfill that purpose, not just settle for their occupation, but move toward their vocation, the thing that you called them to do, the thing that you birthed them to do, Lord. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the lives that have been saved this day, for the lives who have been renewed this day, for the lives who rededicated themselves this day. We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for using your daughter, Teresa, to being that vehicle by which your Holy Spirit moved in such a powerful way in this past hour and 15 minutes. Lord, we ask you to continue as on tomorrow, as the program continues, and as this wonderful work continues to be broadcast day after day. Lord, I ask that some other life will be saved, and not just saved for themselves, but that as they are blessed, they'll be a blessing to others. That's how this word is expanded. It's expanded from one heart to the next, to the next, to the next. So whatever was said, whatever was done, all the things that were said, and all the things that were done, may some other life be blessed because of them. Even a life that never will hear this particular broadcast, for those who have listened to it, for those who have participated in it, let us spread the word to those who may never hear this particular broadcast, but can still be blessed by it. And now, Lord, allow your spirit to lead, guide, direct, educate, enlighten, inspire, and convict. This we ask in the precious name of our Savior, our Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We touch and agree with this prayer. Seal it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. This is the end of the broadcast. We love you. We love you. We love you. But God loves you best. Amen. God bless you.